This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Fountain Fire Department responded to several small propane explosions earlier this morning at a homeless camp. Crews called to an abandoned camp underneath the Mesa Ridge Parkway near I-25 around 3:45 this morning on reports of a fire. Shortly thereafter, there were several small explosions from propane tanks or lighter fluid. No one was found with any injuries as a result of the fire or the explosion. Crews expected to remain on scene until at least noon today.
A man has died after being hit by a car on the north side of downtown Colorado Springs. Police were called out about 10:30 last night to an intersection just north of Penrose Main Hospital on North Cascade, where they found the man unconscious. Responding officers tried CPR and other life-saving measures, but the pedestrian died. No information has been released about his name or if any charges will be filed against the driver of the car. The major crash team is investigating. Pueblo police are trying to get to the bottom of a shooting that left a victim critically wounded. Police say the driver, showed up to an area hospital, dropped off the victim, then drove away. They've released surveillance photos showing the car, which appears to be a gold-colored Mercury Buick sedan with no visible plates. The victim was transported to a Colorado Springs area hospital due to the severity of the injuries. PPD is asking that anyone with information contact Crime Stoppers.
And Colorado Springs assistant principal found dead just days ago after he was charged with sexual assault at a previous teaching job out of state. Randall Mailer worked at D49's Gold Charter School through at least May of this year, but 3 days ago, he was found dead in Arkansas. He had just bonded out of jail on charges in that state. Before he died, Mailer faced 50 counts of sexual assault.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage, as of yesterday, around 336 people are hospitalized for suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19 statewide. Despite the decline in our case numbers, El Paso County has 1,400 more confirmed COVID-19 variant cases than even other large counties, more than double. At the same time, El Paso County's vaccination rate still lags well below the state.
2,819, that's how many COVID-19 variant cases the state has confirmed in El Paso County since the beginning of the pandemic. Stephen Goodwin with El Paso County Public Health said that the department closely monitoring the Delta variant, which is quickly spreading in our area.
And if we look into Europe and we look at UK's experience, we saw how rapidly the Delta variant took over from the Alpha variant, and we suspect we're going to see the same thing here.
There is data showing that those vaccinated do not experience as severe reactions or typically become hospitalized if they contract COVID-19. 5 out of 10 people in El Paso County have received at least one dose of the vaccine, while 7 out of 10 Coloradans have been at least partially vaccinated.
The Colorado Springs Police Department got so many calls for fireworks complaints Sunday that officers were only able to respond to fewer than half of them. Between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. Sunday, CSPD says it got 225 calls for service related to fireworks complaints. Of those calls, officers were able to respond to about 100. It made for a long night for residents like Joe Logan.
And it lasted way too long, like until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, people were still shooting off fireworks.
Police handed out 12 citations for fireworks infractions. The police department says it seized a large number of unused fireworks to be destroyed.
A climber's dead following a fall at Cheyenne Canyon. Colorado Springs Fire Lieutenant Brian Ebmeyer says the person was with a partner when yesterday's deadly plunge took place.
They were an experienced climber, a lot of experience from my understanding. They were well-versed in what they were doing.
An investigation has been launched to see exactly what caused that climber's fall.
A park bench in Pueblo is now dedicated to the memory of Kelsey Schelling, the pregnant woman who disappeared back in 2013. Over the weekend, relatives and friends gathered to honor her memory in City Park. Schelling was not from the Pueblo area, but people at the dedication say her loss was felt throughout the community. Kelsey's mother, Laura Saxton.
Until we're able to find her and bring her home, I just feel like it's really important, you know, for the community to also have this here to remember her.
Pueblo police say they hope the dedication and the bench gives her family and the community a place to honor Kelsey's memory.
Partly to mostly cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms ahead for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s today, Colorado Springs 85 in Pueblo. Drier conditions for the midweek on Wednesday, mainly sunny skies and a high of 83 degrees for Colorado Springs, 87 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.